Today's shiur is Masechta Pesachim Daf Lamed Daled, and we will begin on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, 7 lines from the bottom. Gufa, Madlikim Bepasu B'Shemesh Atumah Shenitmas. At the end of our previous shiur, the Gemara discussed that we could use the bread of shemen, that truma, the oil, the truma that became tamei, to use as fuel. Says the Gemara, Bayam Mishmei Dechizkiya. Rava the Bay Rabbi Yitzchak by Maris Amar Afuna Loishanu El Bapas. The only time Chazal were lenient, as we discussed in our previous year, is because we were referring to bread that got completely spoiled, and because it got completely spoiled, it was thrown in between the wood or the oil, as we discussed in the shear, was put into a keli that made it foul. That nobody would ever come to eat that bread, eat that oil, and therefore we don't have to be concerned that that truma that's going to be remaining in our home will become to be eaten. Avol chiti, when it comes to the grain of chitim, of truma that got tameh loy, we may not use it for fuel, for we need to be concerned, shema yavabem l'day takala, if they don't become mias by throwing them anywhere, a grain is grain, and we're concerned that somebody may come to eat them as they're remaining in our homes for a while. Rabbi Yochanan holds a filichiti, even with grain we could use. Ask the Gemara, but why is Rabbi Yochanan being lenient with grain? For my, why is he being lenient? Shouldn't we be concerned that by having them around we may come to eat them? Answers the Gemara, to the Amar of Ashi, b'shlikta mista. The grain that we're speaking about was, they were cooked and then thrown amongst the wood. Therefore, they are not appetizing in any way, and we need not be concerned that anybody's going to come to eat it. Hachinami, here too, we're talking about b'shlikta mista, when they were cooked and then they were thrown into not such a clean environment, nobody's going to come to eat it. There's an interesting machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. When exactly did they take, when did they get cooked? Rashi learns that according to Rabbi Yochanan, l'chatchila one could go and make them foul tasting, even though till then they were usur. Tosfos says that there is no, that we're not allowed to go and l'chatchila cook them. Because if we have a concern that until they're cooked, they may become to eaten, so we have no right, says Tosfos, to cook them. What we're speaking about is that they were cooked for whatever reason, and only after they were cooked, they became mias, were they then tamei. So at the moment that they became tamei at a state where they're not, we need not be concerned for takala, and that's why Tosfos is more lenient. That's what Tosfos says Rabbi Yochanan is lenient. But according to Rashi, Rabbi Yochanan is even more lenient because I could cook them to avoid a problem. So even though Rabbi Yochanan allowed us to use chitim that were cooked and became mias, Rabbi Huna disagrees. So, according to Rashi, the way we learned now, the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Huna would be in a case where they became tamei before they were cooked. That according to Rabbi Yochanan, I'm allowed to go cook them, and according to Rav Huna, I may not cook them. It would seem that in a case where they, where it was cooked before it got tamei, according to Rashi's interpretation of the machlokes of Yochanan and Rav Huna, then even Rav Huna would be lenient, because at the moment they got tamei, they were ready mias. But according to Tosfos, that says that even Rabbi Yochanan was only lenient when you cooked it, when you cooked it before, then Rav Huna would be machmir even in such a situation. Why would Rav Huna be machmir in a situation? The moment it became tamei, it was ready mias. Why would Rav Huna want to be machmer? So Tosfos explains, this is to defend his position,
So Tosfos explains, Rav Huna would be machmer in such a situation, because Rav Huna was concerned that if he's going to be lenient in such a situation, he may end up being lenient even in a situation where they weren't cooked before they got tummy. Behechitmer, says the Gemara of Rav Ashi taught us this new concept of shlichta me'ista. Where did Rav Ashi say it? Because the Gemara suggests that Rav Ashi said it elsewhere. Here too, we will apply it. Ask me, where was it said? Behechitmer de Rav Ashi, says Gemara ha. Domer of Ovenbar of Acha, Omer of Yitzchok, Abishol Gabel. Abishol was a person that made dough, Shabbos Rebbe, in the home of Rebbe. Vaymecham loichamim. They used to heat up for him hot water with the grain of Truma Temeya. Even though he, Rebbe, was machmer to only eat dough b'tahara. And Rebbe was machmer of eating only chulin b'tahara. And he wasn't concerned that somebody's going to, even though they were using Truma Temeya to heat the water, nobody was concerned that they would end up being metamed the dough. So the way Rishonim explained, Rashi explains the Rimasko Lolish, because the grain became mias, and if it became mias, it doesn't have the ability to be metama. Amai, but now the question is, how did they use those chitin? Why not be concerned? Now, maybe if you'll have them at the home, you may come to use them. On which Rav Ashi said that the grains were shlichta mista. So this is where we see this concept. So here we see a very big chiddush that Rebbe, who wasn't a kohen, but there was truma temeya in his home, and they used the truma temeya to use for fuel to cook up this water, even though Rebbe was a Yisrael. So we see that Yisrael is a lot of, you know, as we've been discussing quite extensively, Yisrael may not eat truma under any circumstances. Hanor from truma temeya he may have. That's some Rishonim's opinion. Tosfos, the Ramask Mechamin, disagrees. And he says they didn't warm up this water this way on behalf of Rebbe, who was a Yisrael. They did it on behalf of the Kahanim in the home, because having Hanor from Truma Temeya is Osir for Yisrael. Of course, the Rishonim differentiate between different types of Hanor. If it's a Hanor Shakilui, is our case where you use the Truma for warming, so it's going to be nothing left. There we have to be Mochmachmer versus a case where the Hanor will not be Shakilui. There's another opinion that I saw, other ways of looking at it, that you can't use it to give the animal of a Yisrael to eat that truma. But here it wasn't being given to animal to eat, then a Yisrael could have a no. I saw a different approach, that even though Rebbe wasn't a Kohen, his home was the home of a rabbin. He was the Nasi. So even that the Isser for Yisrael to have Hanor from Truma to Meir is only an Isser de Rabbonon, and b'makom tzorich rabim, Chazal were lenient that even Yisrael could have Hanor from Truma to Meir when it's a tzorich rabim. I also saw that we see a fascinating thing, that Rebbe was machmer on eating chulin b'tahara, even though it was after the Churban Habayis. Rebbe lived after the Churban Habayis. And even though he lived after the Churban Habayis, he was still machmer on Tumah v'Tahara. So I saw that the Shas Chuvas Harid wants to suggest it must be that in the time of Rebbe, they still had ashes left from the Paraduma. Because if they didn't have ashes left from the Paraduma, they could really never achieve Tahara. It must be that they had ashes left. Says the Gemara, Abaya Baravin Ravchini Bachana Tana Trumas Bay Rabba. They both learned Masech the Trumas in the Yeshiva of Rabba. Pogu Barava Bamasna. And Rabba Bamasna met them. Rabba Bamasna met them. Amul Humayim Risu. And he asked them, what did you learn? But Trumas to Bayma in Yeshiva today. Amul Ayus Abaya Ravchanina told him, Umay Koshlach, this statement that you're making implies that you have a question from Masech the Trumas. What's your question? Amalehu. So he said, Tanan. The Mishnah, the Masechta Trumas, Perek Tes Mishnah Zion teaches us, Shesilei Trumas. You have different Shesilim, different growths that were separated for Truma. That means you have different seeds or plants that of different vegetables, Shenitmu, and they became Tamei, for Shoslun. And then you plant them in the ground, and they took root in the ground, Tahir Milatame. They no longer give off Tumah. Once they become Chubal Karka, they're no longer considered an Eichel, and only an Eichel gives off Tumah. Something which is Mechubal Karka doesn't give off Karka. However, Vasurim, the actual Shasilim, are still Tumah. So I saw that Rav Chanan asks that why do they lose the Shem Eichel? He says that there are rayas from different places in Shas that even something that is replanted still has the din of an Eichel. So the Stipler says there's a difference between Hilchas Tumah and Hilchas Isser. The Stipler explains, as long as something could be eaten, as far as Hilchas Isser Veheter is concerned, it's still considered a Meichel. All, when it comes to Tumah, as long as they're attached to the ground, even though it's technically still edible, anything that's mechubal karka is no longer able to give off tumah. However, v'asur melechol, you can't eat them. They don't give off tumah. They can't be eaten even because they're truma tameya. Ask the Gemara, v'chim me'achad etar melatamei, if we say that they're no longer able to give off tumah, am I asur melechol? So the great Rishonim explained the question. We can understand why a Yisrael should not be allowed to eat this, because it's truma tahira. But why for a kohen if it's not tummy anymore, is it also to be eaten? Amalu. So Abaye Rav Chanina answered to Rava, Hachi Amar Rabba, my asurin. What it meant asurin, asurin lezarim. Actually, it meant that Kohanim may eat it, but Yisraelim may not eat it. My Kamashwan. So ask the Gemara, what's the Chiddush here? Shigdule Truma Truma. That if you come to teach us that if you plant a Truma in the ground and it grew, even though the original seed is not there anymore, what grows now is Truma, ask the Gemara Tanina. The Mishnah Masechta Trumas already taught us this halacha, because the Mishnah over there taught us the Gedulei Truma Truma, that whatever grows out of Truma has the status of Truma. And if you want to say that the Chiddush that they were teaching was the Gedulei Gedulim, that what grew from Gedulei Truma is also considered Truma, my Kamashmon, and where do we indeed say this Chiddush? If we're going to say it, B'davish Ein Zarakala, there's certain things that we plant that the original seed is there. There are certain things that we plant that the original seed disintegrates and we now have new growth. So says the Gemara, if we're talking about something that the original plant is still there, it just adds new leaves or new different parts to the thing. So that, as for example, onions, the Rishonim explain, are something that ain't Zara color. Because the original onion that you plant in the ground still remains. And then more and more onion bulbs just form around the original onion. That's the way Rashi explains. So, Hanamitanina. So that we've also learned. It says in the Mishnah there, Masechta Truma, Hatevel. If you planted Tevel, even though when you planted it, it was already Mechuyiv, Meiser, and it was not even allowed to be eaten, Achilas Arai, Gedulov, what grows from it, Mitarim, Medovish Zarakola. Where was that said? If we planted something whose seed, most things, whose seed disintegrates, Av Medovish Ein Zarakola, by something whose seed does not integrate, Afila Gedule Gedulim, Asurim Achila. So we already learned the halacha, that gedulei gedulim of something that ain't zaru kala remains. What's the shaila? Ishtiku. They remained quiet. Amalei midi shmilach b'cha. So they asked him, so they asked now, Rava, but Master, did you hear anything regarding this halacha? Amalehu. So he responded, Hacham Rav Sheshes, Maya Surin. When we said, Shesile Truma may not be eaten, it's a Surim l'kahanim. Even kahanim may not eaten. However, Ifsalu b'hesach hadas. As we've discussed so many times previously, the Torah was machmer that when it comes to Truma, v'nina sati lechem, Mishmeres Trumasi, that Truma has to be protected in a very specific manner. And when you plant it in the ground, there's Hesach Hadas. And since there's Hesach Hadas, it no longer has the status of Mishmeres Trumasi, and that's why it becomes Pasul. Ask the Gemara, Hanich Leman Damer Hesach Hadas Pasul Gufavi. As we're going to now begin a Sugya, there's a question, how do we look at Truma or kachim that there was hesach hadas with them? If we say they become inherently posel, shaper, so then we can understand that shesile truma that were planted, even they automatically obviously don't have, they automatically have hesach hadas. I can't be paying attention to something that's buried under the ground that's planted, and therefore they become automatically disqualified. Eleman d'oma hesach das psul tumahava. That the whole Hesach Hadas is because while I wasn't paying attention, maybe it became Tamei, Michael Maimer. How can we say that there's such a concern while they were planted in the ground? We said earlier that when something is planted in the ground, it's Mechubel Karka, and if it's Mechubel Karka, it can't even give off Tuma. So if it can't give off Tuma, it doesn't have Tuma anymore, why would there be a Psul of Hesach Hadas? So as I said, the source, how we know that kachim, the truma, and of course kachim, become possible with hesach hadas, is because the Torah uses the words, v'nina sati l'chem es mishmeres trumasei. And even though this pasuk was said regarding truma, this is very important regarding for the next Gemara, this din certainly applies for kachim as well. Some learn it with a kal v'chomer. The Rambam seems to learn, if Truma that we learned is less Chomer when it comes to Truma, Tum and Tahara, there's a Psul of Hesach Hadas, certainly by Kachim to such a Halacha as well. There's a Machloikis, this Psul that we're now identifying, is a Psul Deraisa or is a Psul Derabonim. From the Yishalmi says that it's considered a Psul Deraisa. And there are others, however, say that it's only midrabbanim. I saw another opinion that actually is going to be the machlokes that we're going to have in a minute between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. The man d'amar who holds that hesach hadas is a psul guf, that's inherent psul, he's going to hold it's a psul deraisa. And according to the man d'amar, that it's only a psul because of Chashash Tumah, he's going to hold is that it's only psul, it's a psul derabbanan. There's a chiddush that Tosus in Masechta Chagiga Daf Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph Divrei Maskul Oinin says that the only time you could have a psul of hesach hadas is something that you had proper shmira on at one time and then you had hesach hadas. So here too, there's a machlokes achroinim, how to understand that Tosfos. Rav Chaim Oizer in the Shas Shuvos Achiezer, Chelek Dalid, Simon Aleph says that we say that only if we consider Hesach Hadas Psul HaGuf. But if we say Hesach Hadas is Psul Tuma, it doesn't make a difference if I knew that it was Tar at one point or not. The Chazon Ish says that this chiddush that Tosfos says applies under all, according to both opinions. So as the Gemara begins, Ditmar, we're speaking now about the psul of hesach hadas. Ditmar hesach hadas, Rabbi Yochanan Amar psul tumahava. It's an inherent psul. It's a psul because we have to be concerned that it maybe became tamei, but not because it's not for certain that it becomes psul. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar psul aguf hava. It's an inherent psul. Rabbi Yochanan psul tumahava. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Shim Yov Eliyav Yitarenu, because of Eliyav, another will come and tell us that we, I know for sure that this did not become Tamei, even though it wasn't being paid attention to Shomen Loi, and it will be Tahor. And Shimon Lok, Shomen Pasol, Aguf Hava, and therefore, even if Yov Aliyah Vitarena, even if Aliyah Navi will come and tell us that it's certainly Tahor, ain't Shomen Loi, we wouldn't pay attention to him. And of course, we've mentioned this previously. The Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, says, Loi b'shamayim hi, and therefore Eliyahu HaNavi cannot pass in Shilas. But as we've explained previously, Eliyahu HaNavi cannot pass in Shilas, where it's a halachic decision whose opinion to follow. But here, Eliyahu HaNavi is not coming to pass in a Shilas. Eliyahu HaNavi is coming just to tell us a Metzius. He's coming to tell us, was this Truma, did this Truma become Tamei? Did it not become Tamei? And therefore, since it's only coming to tell us a Metzius, a fact of what happened, for that we could rely on Eliyahu. Ask the Gemara, Eis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Rabbi Shmuel ben Nosh Rabbi Yochanan Breik Omer, Lul Katan, there was a small break, there was a small opening between Ben Akevis L'Mizbeach, between the ramp going up to the Mizbeach and the Mizbeach. Because the Mizbeach was 32 amma wide, the keves leading up, the keves leading up to the mizbeach was 16 amma wide, and therefore at one of the corners there was room. They left the opening on what corner? But Maravish shel keves on the west side of the ramp. Sheshama yizarkim psul chatas oif. Chatas oif, if it got pasul, you threw it into that place. The tubitzurasin. And then it was left overnight. And then when it's left overnight, it becomes possible because of lina. The halacha is any carbon that wasn't worked on before night and was left that way overnight becomes possible. And then the next day, it was taken out to the base of Sreifa, like all Nalisur that we learned earlier, has to be burnt. Why was it made in that point? Because the dam of a carbon chatas oif was put on the southwest corner, on the bottom half of the mizbeach, and therefore this was the perfect place to have. If as we're working with this carbon, it becomes possible, the perfect place to throw it is in that place. So we explained ibitzura like Rashi explained that if it's left overnight, it becomes possible because of lina. Rabbeinu Chananel, however, explains that the issue of ibitzura is that it becomes spoiled. If something is left overnight, it becomes spoiled. And once it becomes spoiled, so of course it's not edible, it's nothing, and therefore it should be burnt. And this actually has very serious relevance, l'aloch l'maisa. As we've discussed many times, and will and Mitzvashem discuss, whenever we need to kasher something, we wait 24 hours. The reason we wait 24 hours is because whatever tam got absorbed into the vessel that we need to kasher, by the time 24 hours pass, it's a nice tam of gam. It's a foul-tasting absorption. It doesn't mean that we don't have to kasher, but once the tam that's belua, that's absorbed, is pogum, it's much easier. The requirement to kasher is much easier. And there's a serious discussion, how long do we have to wait for something to become pogum? So as we said, the halacha typically is that you have to wait 24 hours, and that's what a person should do. You should wait a mace lace. Under certain circumstances, we can't wait 24 hours, or we didn't wait 24 hours, but there was a linus lila. So there are Rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch, already in Yerideya, Simon Tzadik Gimel, Sif Aleph, and Simon Kuf Gimel, Sif Hei, and Simon Kuf Chabez, Sif Beis, discusses, can we rely on 24 hours? It's actually a Machloikus Rishonim, a Machloikus Deri and Derbeinu Tam. And the Shulchan Aruch, under certain circumstances, the Paiskim say, Rabbeinu Tam says that 20 Linus Lailas Paigim. The Re says that you need 24 hours. And the Rishonim want to suggest that the Machlokes is really connected to our Gemara. Because in our Gemara, Rabbeinu Chananel said that what's Pshat to Ibatsura, that you left it overnight. And once you leave something overnight, it becomes Pogum. So we see the Rabbeinu Chananel, and that's the opinion of the Ri, are of the opinion that just overnight makes Pogum. Rabbeinu Tam clearly disagrees. He probably is going to follow Rashi's opinion in our sugya, that the pshat in Ibatsura is not that it becomes pogum. Ibatsura is because of lina. And lina certainly happens overnight. The Paiskim say that we are, of course, machmer, that pogum needs 24 hours. But if there's another reason to be makel, we could use this concept also if there's a situation where we need to be lenient. Says the Gemara, back to our situation. Yama b'shloma, so tumahava, that we're concerned, whatever you have, hesach hadas, that the carbon may become possible. Umshem hachibai, ibetzura. That's why we need ibetzura. Shem yav el yav, yitarena. Because maybe el yav and navi will say that this carbon, chatas oif, that we think is tamay, is tahor. And therefore, we have to wait to be sure, like we just explained, that it requires burning. Eli Amrit asked the Gemara, psolagufu, that it's an inherent psolaguf, that it's an inherent psol, lamali yibetzura. Why do we have to go through this whole process of throwing it to this place? Vatanya, zaklal, haven't we learned, kol shepsul v'gufoy, anytime a carbon becomes inherently psol, yisarif miyad. It should be burnt immediately. The halacha is, dam, that if the psul is in the blood, that the blood got spilled and it can't be, and you can't do Zrika Saddam. Or Bailim, let's say the owners brought a carbon Pesach and they became Tomei after the Zrika Saddam. So there, the carbon is a kosher carbon. There's a problem, there's an external problem, there too, Bitzrosin, V'yotzle Beisereifa. So the question is, if Tuma is considered a Psulagof, why do we have to go through the process of Ibetzura? Answers the Gemara. So Rish Lakish to defend himself. Omlei, hi Tana de Bei Rabbi Baravuhu. The Tana that taught us this brisa is the Tana of the Rabbi Baravuhu. Dama fil pigel, something which is certainly very possible. Pigel, the Koyin, when he was mak of the carbon, had a machshavas chutzl zmanoi, that he's going to eat the carbon or be mak of the carbon past the proper time, or chutzl mekoymai, or remak of the carbon, or eat the carbon outside the proper place, that carbon becomes pigel, and that tana, Rabbi Bravu holds, still, so it's certainly psul aguf, and still he holds, ton ibetzura. Esvei asks Rabbi Yochanan to Rish Lakish another question. It says in a braisa, nitma shenifsal abasar, if the blood of a carbon that was slaughtered properly before we did the Zrika Saddam, all of the blood got tame, or the carbon got posel, or shiyotzu chutz l'kloyim, if the carbon was taken outside of the Azara and it became posel, Reb Lezer I'm a Yizrik, Reb Lezer says we could still do Zrika Saddam, Reb Shua I'm a Yizrik, and Reb Shua holds you can't do Zrika Saddam. Or Maid Reb Shua, but even Reb Shua agrees, Shem Zorak, that even though you shouldn't have done the Zrika Saddam, the halach is Hurtza. We learned earlier that the Kohen Gadol wore the tzitz, and the tzitz is meratza, the tzitz is mechaper on basur or dam of a carbon that became pasul. And therefore, in this case, Rashi Devarim Maskil E explains us that the tzitz makes that the basur is considered like it's not tamei. And since it's considered that there is basa which is not tamei, we could do Zrika Saddam. But of course, as Rashi points out, Rabbi Shua holds, we could only rely on that b'diavad, but not l'chatchila. But there's a question. The Braisa, when it discussed the various disqualifications that happened here, one of the disqualifications was that yotza chutz l'kloim, that it was taken outside the Yavzara. The halacha is that the tzitz is meratza on tumma. Going outside of the Azara is not a psul tumma. So why is it meratza? So Rashi explains that since the psul of Yoytze is not considered such a serious psul, that's why the tzitz kemimratza for this as well. Another pshat that Tosfos suggests that the zrikas adam is meratza, is mechaper on the psul yoytze. Now, umayda b'shua, shemzara kurtza, mein nifsal. So the Braisa said that the Braisa said it became psul. First the Braisa said there was a psul tuma, and then it said a psul yoytze, and then it said upsul. What does that mean? Lav v'hesachadas. It means that there was hesachadas. So here in b'shlum psul tuma hava, han mishkachsla. So now we can understand why it had a psul, there was a hesachadas. Hesachadas is possible because I'm worried that it became tomo. And for that, we just explained the tzitz is meratz, the meratz tzitz. Eli Amrit, he asks that the psul of hesachadas is psul gaguf hava amai hurtzel. Tzitz doesn't work for that. The tzitz isn't mechapa for that psul. Answers the Gemara, my nifsal. What a nifsal means is nifsal b'tful yoyim. A tful yoyim touched this basur, and therefore, for that, the tzitz is meratza. Ask the Gemara, if that's the psul, that a tful yoyim touched it, so then hayna tamei. The Braisa already told us that if it became tamei, the tzitz is mechaper. Why does it have to mention that it became tamei through a tful yoyim? Answers the Gemara, Trey Gavni Tomei. He wants to teach us two types of Tumah. Why? So the Rishonim explain, because there's one type of Tumah that makes it so Tomei that if it touched something, it will pass if it will touch something else, it will be able to transmit Tumah. The psul of a Tfulyoim. A Tfulyoim is a person who was Tomei and went to the mikveh, but did not yet have hair of Shemesh. That is not such a serious psul. What he touches, the kachim that he touches, become tamei, but they don't become tamei to the degree that they could pass tuma further. And therefore, since it is a weaker tuma, therefore it was mentioned separately. So we've just had this discussion of how to look at the psul of hesachadas. Well, how did this come into our Gemara? It came into our Gemara because we spoke about the shesile truma that became tamei, and then were replanted, that we started saying that they don't transmit tuma, but they may not be eaten. And we asked, why may not they be eaten? Because Rav Shesha says, because the issue was, because it had a psul hesachadas. But then we said, if that is only, if psul hesachadas is a psul as a psul aguf. However, according to the opinion that says it's a psul tuma, then once it's replanted, it's not tuma anymore. So we still have the question: why may they not be eaten? Says the Gemara, Kisol Groven, Amal Shmatz Kamed Rabbi Yirmiyah. He discussed this entire discussion in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah, V'Amar, and he said, Bavloi Tapshoi, why you may not eat the truma tomato that was replanted. And he said, Bavloi Tapshoi, the people from Bavel are foolish. Because Bavel was in a valley, so it was typically quite dark there, you said things that are hard to understand. Have you not heard? On Sukkot, they did Nisach HaMayim. It was actually the only time that they actually used water for an avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. And that water, shenitmu, it became tamei. And as the Rishonim explained, it happened on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, when they have to do on Sukkot, as I said, Nisach HaMayim, and they couldn't bring water from the Shiloyach, where they normally brought the water from to do the Nisach HaMayim, because it would involve carrying. So he says, May Chag, that got tamei on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, his shikon. So halacha is that if something becomes tamei, the way we matar it, as we just said a moment ago, is by putting it into a mikveh. However, water, liquid, cannot be put into a mikveh. The way they matar it is by doing hashoka in the azara. They had a mas hamayim. They had this canal of water, and they used to put, if you put the water into a keli, and then you put that keli, and the top of the water touches the water in the mikvah, then it becomes tahor. So cheshikon, if you do hashoka, vachkach chidishon, and then you use it, and then you magdish them from the schamayim tahorim, you could use it. Hikdishon, but first they were designated for nisachamayim, v'akach hishikon, and then you want to be matar them by doing hashoka, tmeya. Water that's already kodesh cannot have hashoka be matar them. Ask the Gemara, why? Michti, zriyaninu. The way hashoka works is because by putting the water, by doing hashoka, it's considered like zriya, that I'm putting the water back into its source. And by putting the water back into its original source, it's considered new. So what's, if that's considered new by doing the smaisa ashoka, so then the question is, mali yishikov akak dishon, mali yishikov akak ashikin. Alma, what do we see? That once it's already hegdish, ain't zriyah hegdish. You can't replant it. You can't be matarit. Hachanami, that's the why over here, even though the shesilei truma were replanted, the halacha is, ain't zriyah truma, you can't replant it. And therefore, we understand now why by shesilei truma, the halacha is that even though they were replanted, they don't obtain the tahara. Our Gemara has that the people from Eretz Yisrael made a very sharp comment versus the people in Bavel. But interesting to point out that even though the Gemara makes these sharp comments, when we have a machloikus between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, we follow the opinion of the Bavli. One reason is because the Bavli has much more discussion back and forth in explaining every halacha, and therefore that discussion helps us understand the halacha. And since it helps us understand the halacha, that's why we follow the opinion of the Bavli. Another pshat that I saw the Mechsalaz suggested that the Yerushalmi is written in a much more difficult language, so we can't be sure that we understand it. The Shem Shmuel says, the Pasuk says, regarding Yom Kippur, Lefnei Hashem Tataru, that Klal Yisrael on Yom Kippur stand Lefnei Hashem. So he uses our Gemara to help understand that concept of Yom Kippur, of Lifnei Hashem Tataru. He says, just like our Gemara teaches us, that if you have water and you do Hashoka, so the water goes back to its original state, on Yom Kippur, Lifnei Hashem, every one of us goes back to stay in the front of Hashem. We go back to our original point of Tahara. And that's what Yom Kippur accomplishes. That's why he says, the Gemara Masechta Yuma, that Pei Amabeis, says Ashrechem Yisrael Mimatar Eschem Avim Shev B'Shemayim, that just like when you go to mikvah, you have tahara, you start from scratch, from new tahara. So too Yom Kippur Lifnei Hashem Tataru, we all start from scratch. Says the Gemara, Yasser of Dima Kamla Shmatza, that we just learned that water which is already kodesh, the water for the Nisach Hamayim which is already kodesh, Hashaka wouldn't help. Amay Abaya. Is it when we say that the Kaddish, Hashaka doesn't work, at what point how did they become Kaddish? Is it because they were put into Klisharis? Avol, Bepeh, if they only became Kaddish by being designated that they're going to be used for Nisach HaMayim, Loi Ovod, Rabbanim Alazu, Chazal didn't say that Hashaka wouldn't be effective. Oidimah, Bepeh, Nami Ovod, Rabbanim Alazu, even if it became Kaddish that way, It's already. You can't. Hashoka wouldn't work because we find throughout Kachim that kedushas keli is a kedushas aguf, and a kedushas aguf is always a higher level kedusha. Amalei lo shemati. I did not hear direct answer to this question. However, it says kiyotzi b'shemati. I heard a similar question. Damar avu amar b'yochanan. And going back to the sugya we learned in our previous year, anavim shenitmu. We have grapes that became tamei. Tarchon, if we squeeze them, vakach edition, And then we made the wine that comes out from it that I want to use it for Nisach HaYayin, Tahirim. So as we learned yesterday, if we make sure that even though the grapes are Tamei, if I squeeze them less than a bay at a time, less than a bay of Tumah, Tumas Eichlim cannot transmit Tumah, and therefore our wine won't be Tamei. However, Higdishon V'akach Darchen, if the grapes are already Kadosh, and then I do this, Tameim. And that even though we learned that if you squeeze them, as we just said, less than a beya, they won't be Tamei, that won't help if the grapes are already Tamei. As points out the Gemara. For Anovim, the Kedushas Pendenu, grapes could only have a Kedushas Pe. You can't use the grape itself for Ketchim. And still we see that Rabbanon made this chumra, Filachad Rabbanon made this chumra only on something that has a Kedushas HaPeh. Omer Rabbi Yosef, so Rabbi Yosef says, you're trying to bring a raya, a novim, comrade. You want to bring a raya from novim? Hocha, the case of a novim is not speaking about grapes that are being used for Nisach HaYayin in the Beis HaMikdash. We're talking about the novim shal truma skinen, that they're talking about something that the grapes are truma. The Kedushas Pedetu, that even though they were just had a Kedushas Pe'er, the Kedushas Pe'er are considered by Truma, are in the same category of Kedushas Keli, because by Kachim, as we said, there are two types of Kedusha. You can have Kedushas Keli, something that was actually put into Klisharis and became Kaddish that way, and you can have something which has Kedushas Pe'er. So we could maybe differentiate an halacha between something which only has a Kedushas Pe'er versus something which has a Kedushas Keli. By Truma, there are no such distinction. So when we speak about Truma, Kedushas Pe'er and Kedushas Keli is the same. Aval, when we speak about the wine of the Beis HaMikdash, where the Boi Keli, where it could be Kedushas Keli, but Pe'er, it could be where it only has Kedushas Pe'er, Le'ovad Rabbanah Mala, that it should become, that Hashoka shouldn't be applicable. The Gemara says that the grapes that became Tamei, and I'm squeezing them, Darchon. Darchon seems to apply, Vafilatuva, I have many grapes. Ask the Gemara, can we squeeze the grapes if I have more than a kabeya grapes? We learned in yesterday's shir, we have to make sure there's less of a beyer, that's why they won't transmit tumah. Answers the Gemara, what Rabbi Yochanan meant when he said darchon, he meant pox mekabeya. Of course, make sure that you don't gather together a beyer of these tumadiga grapes. Where Rabbi Yochanan said that you should make sure they always have less than a bay of grapes, the Nogalu, they became Tamei Berishin. And since they touched a Rishin Latoma, the Havalei Inu, so the grapes are a Sheni Latoma. And the Aloch is that a liquid that touches a Sheni Latoma always becomes a Rishin. Hacha, the Gemara that we're learning in our Shir, we're talking about the Naga, the grapes touched a Sheni. And the grapes that touch the Sheni have become a Shlishi. And as we learned extensively in the previous parak, by Truma, the highest level of Tumah is always a Shlishi L'Tumah. Since the highest level of Tumah is a Shlishi L'Tumah, it can't spread Tumah further. We learned that even by Kedusha Saper, the halacha is that it becomes Kaddish, that a Shaka can't work. The Pasuk says regarding the mixture of the Afer of the Pora Aduma and the Mayim Chayim. The Pasuk says, V'nosol HaMayim Chayim HaKeli. Shteicha Yusim HaKeli. That in the water, in the Keli that they put the Mechatas, they should put in water from a Mayon, from a spring, and not have two Kelim. V'nosin, what do we see from here? Telushininu. We could take water from one Keli and pour it into another Keli. Vahab, and the Braisa says that they're considered mechubarim nenu, that they're considered, even though they were put into the keli and they don't have the kedushas keli yet, we see that they already get a kedushas keli. Alma, we see that Chazal said that mala, that we have certain chumras, even though it doesn't have kedushas keli. Hachanami, the Chazal gave this chumrah that a shocker doesn't work, even though it doesn't have kedushas keli. Amar of Simi Ba'ashi Afanan Nami Tanina. We also have a locha that how far Chazal were machmir by kachim. It says tava va'olo that if somebody was tavmai and he went to the mikvah, oichel b'maisi, he's allowed to eat maisi sheni. Herv shimsha, after he has herv shemesh, oichel b'truma, he's allowed to eat truma. What we see, b'truma in, he only may eat truma. B'kachim, loy. He may not eat kachim. If he's a tamei that required to bring a carbon, he may not eat kachim until he brings the carbon. Amai, but why may he not eat truma? Once he went to the mikveh and he had herv shemesh, Taru, he's considered completely tar. Ella, why did Chazal treat him so strictly? Mala, they wanted to be machmir by kachim, that he can't eat the kachim until he brings the carbon. Hachanami, here too, mala, that even though it became tamei, and I replanted it, or I only had a kedushas peah, all of the chumras that we learned are applicable. Amar Rav Ashi afanan nami tanina, where we see that Chazal were particularly machmir by kachim. The pasuk says, Vabasar ashiga b'chol tamei lo yochel be'esh yisar vabasar kol tar yochel basar. What does it come to teach us? The rabbis etzim alvoina that if they became tamei, they also may not be used in the Beis Hamikdash. Now the question is, etzim is wood, levoina is the spice. B'nei etuminu are mekabel tuma ela mala. They made a special mala, which we've learned many times. The concept of chibas hakodesh. Chibus HaKodesh Mechshartam, to make something be considered Tomei, even though it's not really Midarai susceptible to Tomei. Hachinami, Mala, Chazal treated Truma that was replanted. L'chumra, Chazal treated something that only had a Kedushas HaPeh, that it shouldn't be subject to Hashoka, all because of the special Chumras that Chazal wanted to institute.